state wrestling coverage on Q92 brought to you by Sewerable Designs, Larson Brothers Concrete, MVTV Wireless, United Prairie Bank, Sather Building Supplies, Jenny O Turkey Store, Doug Service and Marine, State Bank of Taunton, Boris Crop Insurance, Prairie Sun Bank, CCM Health, Madison Dental Clinic, Jim's Market in Canby, Western Crop Protection, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Black Apparel Co-op Oil Company, State Wrestling brought to you by Lee Motor Company, Appleton Area Health, Madison Bottling, Independent Oil Company, Olson Dray Service, Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated, Big Stone Theater Building Center, other state wrestling sponsors, Greater Community Credit Union, Hillcrest Fertilizer, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Lock Parle Corn and Soybean Growers, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Co-op Credit Union of Montevideo, and our premier sponsor, UFB Minneota.
Well, welcome back to the Xcel Energy Center for next round of WrestleBacks, do or die for the kids here. If they lose, they're out of the tournament. If they win, they would wrestle tomorrow morning. And at 107 pounds from Minneota, Caden Lanzinski, and he's wrestling Kason Clark from Fulton Murray County Central, and this match is already underway. We apologize for missing him the first time. We had some technical difficulties, but we finally got it fixed.
But yeah. At the end of the first period was 0-0. Neither guy could get in on each other. Right off of... No, they've got a 2-0, so one right at the end of the period. Caden got the takedown, so he leads 2-0 with 1:24 in the left in the second period.
Okay. Against Kason Clark. Caden against Kason.
Right. With 1:03 to go, Caden got another takedown and then lets Clark go right away. So 4-1 here with 50 seconds to go in the second period. Both uniforms are very dark, so it's going to be... Have to look at the shoes, they're a different color. That's how we're going to have to keep track of this one. Down to 35 seconds. Caden shoots in again. Clark catches him underneath with a underhook, and Caden keeps digging and digging and digging, and he's got him up on a high single, brings him down with a double, but they step out of bounds. Clark was able to just keep that whizzer in there and drag Caden with him as they went out of bounds. Caden still leading 4-1. 25 seconds to go here, second period. Caden in a Russian tie here, got that wrist locked up. Now he gets out of that. Both just in a head tie here. 4-1. 5 seconds to go in the second period. Nobody's going to chance anything here. Oh, Clark shot in down low on Caden, but... blocked it off, so...
Ran out of time.
Yep. Third period. Caden is going to be down. Clark will get on top. Caden leading 4-1.
Clark riding from the left side. Off the whistle. Caden kind of just sits there to see what Clark's going to do. Now he's up on his feet. Ripping and tying, and Clark picks him up and brings him down. Now he's got him flat down on his belly. But Caden is ahead by the score of 4-1.
Yeah, he's just got to keep busy, keep crawling around, try little things here and there.
Looks like Clark has an arm bar back out to the side.
Caden got his back out.
Yep. Up on his feet again, ripping and tying and trying to get away, and he does.
So 5-1 with 1:20 to go here, third period. Both guys middle of the mat. Clark tries to shoot in on Caden. Caden drops down and blocks that. It's got him in an underhook right here. Not that he wants, you're not going to try and throw when you're leading 5-1. Clark pulls him in, tries to get it over the top, and Caden just slips down to one leg and takes down Clark for an easy 2-point takedown. Now leading 7-1, and they are out on the edge of the mat, and they go out of bounds. 47 seconds to go in the third period. Caden sits in a pretty good position right here, leading 7-1 and on top the riding position. Off the whistle, Clark tried spinning around on Caden, but he just blocked that with an underhook. Now Clark on his feet. Caden just pushes him away. 7-2. Just got to keep busy and not get thrown or anything here. Clark shoots in down on a low single. Caden actually kind of just sat with that and hooked his leg. Now Clark comes around and gets another takedown down to 14 seconds. Clark's going to push him away, so 8-4 right now with a few seconds left. Clark shoots in, and Caden actually gets a nice takedown there, and that's going to do it. He's going to win this match 10-4, so he stays in the tournament and advances in the wrestlebacks.
Good for him.
Well-wrestled match there. Our next wrestler up will be Adam Devlomic. He will be wrestling Carson Petry from WEJW. I can't remember what those initials are for, but we can look it up while we're waiting here. But
what is it?
WEJW. So be Adam Devlomic against Carson Petry. Carson is a junior with a 31-6 record. I'm just looking up at the board to see they are on deck on mat number four. Mat number four is just getting over, so we'll keep it right here. Adam Devlomic coming out. Adam will be the red ankle band. Both wrestlers, little mat, just a little bit of blood cleanup there, and then make sure the mat is nice and dry for the wrestlers. Step in, shake hands, ready to go. Off the whistle, both wrestlers just kind of circling and part of the routine, just kind of feel your way into the match here, and don't try anything real risky right away. Carson Petry had Adam in that Russian tie, but Adam just rips his arm out of there and back to neutral and in the middle of the mat. And Adam shoots down underneath. He's got a single. He's got him high up in the air. Dietrich tries a little spin around. They both have a hold of each other's legs, and Petry comes out the back door. No points awarded. They still have each other's legs, and they're just kind of spinning in and out, and they're going to go off the mat. Good action there. Oh, these guys are so flexible, and they get a hold of each other's legs, and they just keep spinning in a circle. Back in the middle, starting down 2 seconds to go. Time's going to run out. 0-0. And going to be Adam's choice. He is going to choose neutral. I think Petry ended up deferring. So they start neutral. Second period, 0-0. Adam tries to shoot in underneath on a Kelly. Petry blocks it. Both guys just in a head tie right here trick. Adam tries a little head snap. Goes down, picks a single up. Got Petry up, bounce around on one leg. Petrie's got his hand on Adam's neck, kind of trying to keep him away. Now Adam switches over to a double and takes him down for a two-point takedown.
Petry is from Waterville Asian Waldorf Pemberton. That's what the initials said. It's become an alphabet sport. It has.
1:07 to go here, second period. The Devlomic in control, riding Petry. Nice takedown there for Adam.
Tim and Kelly are his folks, and he's had a couple milestones this year with 75 wins for Adam Dubomek and over 100 wins. He's got 100 patch, and he's currently around 110, possibly get to 115 this tournament, just a sophomore.
Had a nice little shoulder-to-shoulder roll there by Petrie, but Adam just stayed with it, and they were out on the edge of the mat, so they ended up going out of bounds. Petrie thought he had separation for the escape there, but they never really lost contact of each other, and Adam come out on it on top out of bounds. So fresh start in the middle, 30 seconds to go in the second period. Still leading just 2-0. Petrie up on his feet. Adam drops down to a single, tries a trip. Petrie kicking away with a mule kick.
Adam's got to advance up.
Now he picks that leg up high. 10 seconds to go. If he can just keep him bouncing around, he's trying to pull him and drag him and then trip. And there he gets a nice, kind of kicks one leg on the mat out from underneath Petrie and takes him down to the mat. So no points exchanged there. Adam takes a 2-0 lead into the third period. And it'll be Petrie's choice.
Now we've got mat number one, 145 pounds.
Adam would be down, Petrie will be up. Off the whistle, Adam had a nice whistle, almost got to his feet. Petrie was able to hang onto that one arm bar and pull him down. He's got Adam broke down kind of flat on his belly right here with got a wrist trap between his leg. There'll be a warning for stalling on Adam laying underneath. It's kind of hard to go anywhere when you got an arm trap. Petrie tries a tilt and brings Adam over, and he's getting some counts. I think he's got a five count there, so he's going to get a 3-point near fall out of that. Adam's going to have to bust it and get out of there now. Down. The points just got awarded.
3-2. He's behind. Going to get some more back points.
One of those tilters, it's not really a pinning combination, but man, they can rack up points. It's freestyle wrestling, and obviously a lot of these kids have done a lot of it. Very good at running tilts. Petrie, Adam gets up to his feet, and Petrie kind of falls down on the mat. And Adam gets a reversal out of it and then cuts Petrie away right away. Trailing 6-4 right here. Adam needs a takedown, shoots down low on a single leg there. 27-second match. Adam down by 2. 6-4.
They're on their feet.
Petrie has not been warned for stalling. Adam got a warning stalling picked up early in the match, but right here Petrie does a little spin around and gets the takedown on Adam. So now Petrie leads 8-4. Time winding down, just 7 seconds to go here. Petrie's just sitting on top and riding him out, and that's the way the match is going to end. Carson Petrie is going to win this one 8-4.
And Adam now is out of the tournament. We're going to keep it here and look at 139, which will be
Blake Geesey.
Canby.
Not up on the mat right now.
139
pounds. Just going through the scoreboard here to see if he is on deck. I do not see him on deck here, so
with that, we'll send it back to radio station. Seven pulses.
Okay.
Okay.
must have just come up. Or, oh, he's on the Mat 7. Okay. We better get it back.
Yep. Maybe we got it.
Yeah, okay. Off the whistle, Blake Easy. Nathan Trotter takes him down for a quick two-point takedown. Blake got up on his feet, and Trotter lifted him up, brought him back down to the mat. It's 2-0. Blake trying to come up again.
Now, wrestling on mat number 5, 133.
Now, Blake separates, gets an escape, so 2-1 with 1:20 to go in the first period, or second period, excuse me. He was going when we were watching Adam here. Both men in the middle of the match, 2-1. Blake shoots in, got Trotter down underneath him, trying to get him in a front headlock here. Now Trotter pulls out of there, and he's got Blake underneath him. And they go off the edge of the mat. 2-1. Seconds to go here, second period. Blake shoots in. Trotter blocks that off. Both in a front head tie here. Just now separate. Blake's tried to shoot in underneath him a couple times. Trotter physical enough to stop it off. Now Trotter shoots in on singles. Got Blake up in the air trying to come out the back door. Blake just hanging onto that body. He's got a body lock and grab it onto that ankle. Applying a lot of weight up on Trotter's shoulders. Trying to get him broke down flat and coming around the corner. There he comes. He gets him broke down flat, but Trotter just hangs onto that ankle. And the official... That's the end of the second period. So 2-1. Starting the third period here. Blake on top. Trotter on the bottom. Trotter leading 2-1. Trotter up on his feet. Blake pushes him away. So now Trotter leads 3-1.
Now, that number three.
Blake's going to have to... Both wrestlers kind of in the middle of the mat, just trying to get into some head ties and stuff.
Greenman?
Easy.
Adam Greenman.
Down to 1:08 here in the third period. No more points are scored. Both wrestlers on their feet. Blake Geese pushing Trotter hard, but Trotter's able to block stuff off and stay busy enough. There is no warnings for stalling. Oh! Blake Geese did a nice little duck under there, but Trotter just kind of stepped through it, and they're right out on the edge of the mat. Still 3-1. Now Blake shoots down underneath him, and they go off the mat. Fresh start. We got 35 seconds to go here in the third period. Blake's got to throw the kitchen sink at him here and try and come up with something. Trotter gets an underhook, and he's trying to just kind of steer Blake around, and they go out of bounds. No warnings for stalling or nothing yet. Down to 23 seconds. Blake shoots down underneath. Trotter gets an underhook and just stuffs the head. And they go off the edge of the mat again. No warning stallings at all here. Still 3-1. 13 seconds to go. Blake's got to attack. He does. He shoots underneath. And Trotter... Blake tries to throw him. He had to. And Trotter... And he slips off. And then Trotter... just falls down on top of him. So he is going to win the match 5-1. So So that will eliminate Blake Giese from the tournament also.
We got Dreets, Sam Dreets coming up on mat 8. As soon as that match is over,
he will be facing Adam Loesch out of West Central area. Pretty good chance they have ran into each other before.
Probably.
Here's how Sam Dreets got here. Got a bye in the first round. Second round, he pinned Braxton Kragenbring from ACGC. Next match, he beat Brock Pierre from Minnesota, and then won 3-1 in overtime against Tanner Wiesman of BBE. Did you see what match they're coming up on deck?
Yeah, I think it's 8.
Yep, Sam Dreets and Adam Loesch. That match is well into the third period, just 35 seconds to go, so yeah, we will be up. Sam's first match won 5-2 over Eli Cruz, and in his second match, he got beat 2-1, tough match against Gavin Johnson of Kenyon Wanamingo, which put him in this situation. He's going to be wrestling Adam Loesch of West Central. Down to 8 seconds on the match before him here. That is going to do it for the match in front of him. So they will be coming off.
Loesch from West Central area is a senior. Dreets is a junior.
Both guys up at the scorer's table getting checked in.
Now we're going to match 5, 106 pounds,
last day. Kind of similar uniforms.
Sam Dreets is going to be the green ankle band. We'll keep that.
I think he's the one with the knee pad on, too,
yeah.
Isn't he?
Yeah. And West Central is kind of a reddish and a blue, and Cambie is orange and they're blue. So, yeah, not too big a difference in uniforms when they're that far away. So, off the whistle, Loesch shot down underneath. Dreets caught him in a front headlock, and they go out of the edge, out of bounds on the edge of the mat there. Back to the middle.
Loesch sitting on a double. Cambie's really good at sprawling back there. And Sam Dreets spinning around,
trying to come around the corner there.
And he's got the takedown.
He does get the takedown there, so he leads 2-0 right now with 15 seconds to go in the first period. Got Loesch kind of broke down. He got a wrist on the back, trying to get it up on the back. Riding hard, and that's going to stop in the first period. Sam Dreets leading 2-0.
He gets a choice, and he chooses down. Leading 2-0.
Off the whistle, he hits a nice stand-up, spins around, and Loesch picks him up right out on the edge of the mat. Now Sam does another nice stand up there and then spins away from Loesch, so leading 3-0 now. Two nice stand ups there and just powered his way out.
Now we're
at down to 1:30 here in the second period.
Go off the mat again.
I think Sam lost the contact. He must have found it, and he's trying to get it back in his eye, but that's probably a little sticky. I've never had contact, so I don't know what that would feel like, but he got it in. The official's making sure he's all right, that he can see good and everything with it, so we're back in action. 1:24 to go in the second period. Three to zero, favor of Sam Dreese. Low shoots on underneath, and Sam kind of grabbed that Russian tie and blocked him off. They were back up, then Sam made a good attempt at a single, but Loesch blocked that off. Both guys just head fighting. Sam goes down, tries to pick it. Loesch pulls it away. 50 seconds to go here, second period. Sam reaches in on a nice single, switches to a double, brings Loesch down to his butt, but Loesch has a body wrap on him, and there Sam is going to pick up a two-point takedown. So now leading 5-0 with 30 seconds to go in the second period. Great shot. Shot in, got a nice deep single, then switched to a double, picked Loesch up, and Loesch did have a body wrap on him, but Sam just powered through that. Now trying to run a tilt here on Loesch. He's got him, his shoulders are probably 90 degrees to the mat. They got to get past 45, so no points have been awarded. 5 seconds to go here in the period. Officials are watching it so you don't go against the neck, and that's going to end the second period. Sam Dreese leading 5-0, and it is Loesch's choice, and he's going to go neutral. So Sam's just got to be careful for any kind of throws or anything like that. That'll get him in trouble. He gets taken down. It's not a big deal. Both wrestlers in just a head tie here, pushing on each other, trying to knock each other off balance a little bit. Sam reaches in, grabs a wrist, and he's got an under tie on the other arm. Oh, shoots in on another nice single there. He's got Loesch up bouncing around on the mat and drives him down to the mat. Going to get a nice two-point takedown there. So he now leads 7-0 with 1:15 to go. He's hit two really nice singles, switches them over to into doubles, and then takes his opponent down. Match is stopped for potentially dangerous. Sam had a head lever. He is trying to crank it up, and official thought the arm was going too high. So,
stands up. Sam goes up with him and brings him back down. Yeah, he's a good riding team.
They always have been.
Yeah.
Down to 45 seconds to go here in the third period. Sam's in a good spot. He's got Loesch broke flat down. Got a couple wrist ties here and just trying to tilt them. And then they're going to stop it for potentially dangerous. Both wrestlers kept wrestling. There's so many whistles going on. I think they just wrestled through some of the whistles, but the officials patted him on the back and told him to stop. No points awarded or anything. It was potentially dangerous. 35 seconds to go here, third period. Loesch gets up to his feet. Sam reaches down, grabs one ankle, kind of does a little trip on the other leg that's on the mat. Now he breaks him down onto a hip. 21 seconds to go. He's got an arm back on Loesch, just keeping that back and keeping Loesch flat on the mat. Official steps in and says, let's see action. Both guys are, I'm sure, getting pretty tired. Right out on the edge of the mat, Loesch tries to stand up. Sam just drops down to one leg. Picks it up, they go out of bounds, but that is the end of the match. So Sam Dreese wins a nice 7-0 decision there.
He'll be wrestling tomorrow morning. We've got one more Camby wrestler, and that's Gavin Noyes at the 285-pound weight class. And it'll it'll be a while before we get to that one.
Yep.
So we'll send it back to the studio, and when the noise match comes up, we'll let you know and cover that as well. So back to the radio station.
So Wearable Designs in Appleton offers a good inventory of apparel items, custom-made caps, blankets, bags, and much more. Home decor items as well. Check them out on Main Street, Appleton. Did you know you can create and share your own designs using their website? Go to SoWearableDesigns.com and be creative. So Wearable Designs, downtown Appleton. Larson Brothers Concrete has two dump trucks and a side dump semi to haul your gravel, crushed concrete, crushed granite, black dirt, and more. They spread on driveways and will haul to other contractors. Call Nick at 507-920-8454 or Shannon at 507-920-8453. Larson Brothers Concrete, serving our entire Q92 listening area.
Okay, back here at the Xcel Energy Center, we've got Gavin Noyes coming up. He's on deck right now. What period are they in?
They're in the second period with 1 minute to go, so
okay.
It's going to be about 3 minutes till he comes on. But
we can go through how he got here in the first place. In the section tournament, you got a bye in the first round. Then he pinned in 3 minutes Johnny Cobberman from Benson. And the semifinals, he won by fall over Harvey Weber from BBE at 5:02. And in the finals, in overtime, he won 2-1 over Jason Jansen from Quad County. So he was first in the section. His first round today, he won 3-1 over Nick Becker, a sophomore from Eden Valley Watkins. And then in the next round of the winner's bracket, he lost by fall to Keegan Coble from Waterville Elysian. At the 3:22 mark, that put him in the Russellbacks, and he just will be up in about a couple minutes here. As that match before him is still in session in third period, I believe.
Well, there's 30 seconds to go in the second period.
Okay.
Yet we had a whole bunch of blood time out there, of course, when you're waiting for somebody.
Well, he does have two teammates that will be wrestling tomorrow morning. One teammate and one wrestler from Mineola. Mineola's 107 pounders. Kaven will be wrestling tomorrow, and then Sam Dreets just got done, and he won, and he'll be wrestling tomorrow morning. There's some AA wrestlers from Team United that will be wrestling on this round as well.
We also got Eli Olson staging on map 3, so we'll have to keep an eye on that. They got the big boys out there already, so
okay.
we'll keep a close eye on that.
Okay.
Eli will be wrestling Jackson, Mankato East. Jackson is a sophomore with a 36-11 record. Eli won his first match, ended up getting caught and pinned by Logan Ref Snyder at the 305 point, and then now he's in the Russellbacks, and as I said, we'll be wrestling Jackson Stensrud. There's it looked like there might be a pin there on the mat that Eli is staging on, so, but more blood time out on the other mat we're waiting for, so.
two at the same time.
Yeah, when we need time to get ready and get stuff lined up, why then they're going fast. So
the noise is on one mat
down.
Noise will be on what mat?
I'm looking here. I'm not sure yet. I don't
think. No, mat 4. He'll be on mat 4.
Yeah, it's all here, that one we're waiting on. Yep. More blood time again for that.
Oh, gosh.
It takes a long time. They can stop the bleeding, and the time is stopped, and then they got all kinds of time to get it plugged up and do all the other stuff and cleaned up, so, which I understand they want it clean, but the mat that Eli Olson will be coming up in and is about a minute and a half away from finishing. 7-5, so you never know if it's going to go into overtime.
Nice crowd on hand for this session. Not very many people went home. The lower bowl is probably three-fourths full. And then they open up the upper ranks, and there's probably 1,000 people around the Xcel Energy Center here in the second and third levels.
Yeah. A lot of the kids, I think, go up to the top level. I like being up there. Probably a pretty neat view from way up there.
I'm guessing it is.
Long way up. The match ahead of Eli Olson's is down to 54 seconds. Got a warning on stalling here.
They're still working on the match prior to...
that's a long run time out there.
Yeah. Well, you get 5 minutes of injury time, or blood time in this case, and they have to get it stopped, and then they can stop the time and then clean up the mat and whatever, but they're coming off now, I guess.
Down to 20 seconds on the mat, match before Eli Olson comes off. This is a winner-go-home type thing here, so yeah, hopefully Eli's in a great frame of mind. He's been wrestling tough, so expect nothing but that. There he comes out of the tunnel, going over to mat number 3 to check in at the scoreboard, and then they step out on the mat. Each wrestler has to check in with the scoreboard to make sure they've got all the right people out there and somebody's not in the wrong place and they screw up a match. So it's well run that way. You get this many kids down here, that could happen.
Yeah, we heard today there would be 720 wrestlers wrestling today.
Wow. All right, Eli Olson steps out on the mat against Jackson Stensrud, a sophomore. Both are sophomores. Eli with a 43-8 record. Stensrud with a 36-11 record. Pretty short, 107-pounder, or maybe just Eli's a really tall 107-pounder, so hopefully he can use his length on this. Oh, Eli shoots in a nice single, kind of Stensrud blocked it a little bit, but then Eli goes into a Kelly. Now Stensrud is trying to come around the corner. Eli keeps scooting his hips, and he comes out of that. And neither wrestler, there's a lot of action there, but neither wrestler got any points out of that. These kids are quick. Both wrestlers in a front head tie now. Got to remember, this first period is only a minute, so it goes quick. Down to 7 seconds. Both guys just standing in the middle doing a little hand fighting, and that's the way the period's going to end. We'll see who gets the flip of the disc. Stensrud gets the flip, and he's going to choose down right away. So 0-0 going into the second period. Eli Olson's riding.
Gavin Noyes will be coming out here now on mat 4. Once again, he's wrestling Jonathan Rose from Boston Bagley.
Good scramble by Eli Olson there. Densrud hit a good stand-up on that whistle, and Eli kind of slipped off him, but grabbed the leg and just stayed with it. Ends up coming back up around the backside, and no points exchanged. Now he's trying to run a tilt here on Densrud. He's got an arm trapped underneath.
Oh, in the noise match, Jonathan Rose did an underhook, and some of the bigger kids like that. They like to fall backwards and take their opponent back with them, and he's got noise on his back. And first period is only a minute, but Noyes still got about 20 seconds to get away from the pinning combination, which he has. But then he stands up and Rose brings him back down. But he's leading in the match 5-0.
On the Eli Olson match, Stenzer just finally mule kicked out. There's about two or three times they got up, and Eli would bring Stensrud back down in the rest position, and then finally Stensrud got up and got out far enough away that Eli only had a hold of the one ankle, and he was able to kick free of that. So Eli is trailing 1-0 with 30 seconds to go in the second period.
Well, in the first period is over. Second period, it's Rose's choice. He chooses, he defers, and Noyes says, let's go on our feet, and all he has to do is avoid that that move by Rose that he got. He really likes to get in that underhook, and he just falls back on his heels and takes his opponent with him. Got 5 points out of him, and that's what the score is, 5-0. This time, tries it again, but Noyes is ready for it. Well, he's got a body lock on him now, and they go out of bounds.
Over on the Olson match, they awarded Eli a point for the escape on the edge, and now they took it back away. The two officials got together. That's the second time we've seen points come off the board today. Eli separated right when they were going out of bounds, but
Rose does the same thing, and Noyes right on top of the takedown. He's got some back points. I think it's a 6-4 right now. Wow.
It's going to be who's got more in the gas tank at the end of this one. Right now, Eli has gotten put onto his back with 1:30 to go here in the third period. So Eli will be trailing 4-0 here if he gets off his back, and this is tight.
Now they're on their feet after Noyes gave Rose an escape, and he took Rose down on Rose's type of a takedown where he underhooks and falls backwards, and he put him on his back on the side of the mat, but the match is stopped out of bounds. So right now, Griffin Noyes is ahead by a score of 8-6.
Over on the Olson match, Stensrud caught Eli in a roll and put him on his back, and it just settled into it, kept settling into it, and finally pinned him at the 4:02 mark. So that will eliminate Eli Olson from the tournament.
Gavin Noyes has Rose flat on his stomach, working on arm bar, and trying to lift that up, and he extended it too far, looking for potentially dangerous.
Leading 8-6 right now.
Yeah.
Started the third period. We were waiting for Ben Gunnlaugsson and Cameron Sather yet for United. Look up at the board and see if any of them are.
Oh, noise is breaking Rose down again. Rose is. Oh, he sits out and gets the escape. A nice far sit out. Making the score now 8-7, Noise, and both on their feet. They both have done that same type of takedown. Rose has done it twice. Oh, this time.
Oh,
he tries
out
again, and Noise falls right on top of him and gets a pin.
When the big boys get into that second and third period and they go to their back, it's tough for them to get off, and that's exactly what happened there.
That'd be about a 4 minute and 30-second pin. So Noise stays alive, and he will be going to tomorrow morning. And then we're waiting for
Ben Gunnlaugsson and Cameron Sather.
Okay.
Do not see that they are on deck. Oh. We send it back. Oh, there's Ben Gunnlaugsson now. He just popped up. It's a full match away. They haven't even started a match ahead of them, but Matt Six, Ben will be on. They're just starting that match now.
Okay. So we can send it back and just once a pin happens, we'll be back in about 4 or 5 minutes. So back to the studio for now, and we have about two matches remaining for this evening session.
Have you considered getting your buildings on the farm place connected with internet service? MVTV Wireless Internet is now offering managed farm network services. Not an MVTV member? No problem. Keep your current internet service and get your farm connected with MVTV Wireless Internet. Give us a call to find out more at 320-564-4807. MVTV Wireless Internet, Minnesota.
With spring around the corner, United Prairie Bank isn't waiting to heat things up. Introducing 6% APY interest rate on our Rewards Interest Checking Account. It's a checking account that's truly rewarding. It's easy to earn this great rate by just using your account for everyday needs. Choose United Prairie Bank and get best-in-class local service and technology. 6% annual percentage yield on balances $0.01 to $15,000. Full details online or in person. United Prairie Bank will help you get there. Member FDIC.
This is Bo Labor, head football coach at Stillwater Area High School and a 1997 graduate of South St. Paul High School. You are listening to the high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
For all your building needs at your home-owned independent lumberyard, Sather Building Supply. They're located at 236 North 3rd Street, just off of Highway 212 in Dawson. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Sather Building Supply. All your building needs. Located 236 North 3rd Street, Dawson, Minnesota. You can call 320-769-4481. That's 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, where they appreciate your business.
The Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill in Dawson is proud to be a local consumer of locally produced corn and soy meal. You can call Dan Struxness at 320-769-4851 for information on feed. And Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill is happy to support local high school sports here on Q92. And good luck to all area teams and athletes. Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill in Dawson.
Dave at Doug Service and Marine of Canby says, how do we stay small and sell big? It's simple. Years of experience. At Doug Service and Marine Incorporated, their mission is to offer you the latest in parts and products at the best prices and with outstanding service. They do ATV repairs, chainsaw service, lawnmowers. They are your small engine repair shop. Check out Doug's MINC.com for all the information you'll need. That's Doug Service and Marine. They can be found along Highway 68 in Canby.
At the State Bank of Taunton, they focus on your finances so you can focus on your farm. The State Bank of Taunton is proud to be a part of this area's farming tradition, and they care about the well-being and continued success of our local farmers. That's why you can turn to the State Bank of Taunton for quality financial advice and assistance, from affordable ag loans and farm mortgages to everyday banking needs and retirement planning. For operating loans and lines of credit, equipment loans, livestock loans, and real estate loans, see the State Bank of Taunton for wherever life takes you. Check them out online at www.statebankoftaunton.com or call 507-872-6136. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
You give your best to grow it, expect no less to protect it. Talk to your friends at Boris Crop Insurance Agency, insuring and serving farmers in Minnesota and South Dakota since 1995. They offer MPCI and crop hail policies and offer personalized farm map books. Call anytime for an appointment. That's Boris Crop Insurance Agency, where Mark, Deb, and Tiffany are ready to go to work for you. Give them a call, 320-752-4545. Boris Crop Insurance Agency, experience you can trust, an equal opportunity provider.
Prairie Sun Bank is your community bank, helping you turn your dreams into reality, offering four locations to serve you better. Prairie Sun Bank will be your partner when you buy a car, a home, or make farm operating decisions. We are here for you with trusted advice and quality service that you can count on, making banking easier with the latest in technology while small-town personal service that you have come to expect. Bank with Prairie Sun Bank, located in Appleton, Milan, Marietta, and Browns Valley.
This is Gene Glenn, a graduate of Waseca High School and the first ever Mr. Basketball. You are listening to the Minnesota State High School League State Tournament. We are the league.
At CCM Health, we're more than a hospital. We are a community of caregivers, from our surgeons, physicians, and nurses to any employee you may see when visiting us. We are working together to provide the absolute best care so you can focus on what really matters. From annual checkups and wellness visits to diagnosis, specialized treatment, and recovery, your health is our number one priority. At CCM Health, our goal is to keep you healthy, happy, and ready for the next stage. CCM Health. Live your life.
Back here at the Excel Energy Center, and we've got Ben Gunnlaugsson coming up.
Okay.
He had about as exciting a match as you could the first round. Well, for the last couple minutes, it was pretty exciting. But he was trailing 7-2 going into the third period, and with like 30 seconds to go, he gets the kid reversed and put on his back and ties it up 7-7, and he held on to that for like 15-20 seconds till the time ran out, and he does exactly what he did in the section tournament, comes out, gets the takedown in overtime, and wins the match to advance. And then he ran into a real buzzsaw in Cole Munster. Tagger ended up getting beat 7-2 there, and so now he will wrestle Parker Zutler from Pequot Lakes, Pine River, Bacchus. He is a sophomore with a 44-8 record.
But what is Ben's record? It's got to be close to that as well.
Ben is a sophomore. They're both sophomores. Ben has a 40-12 record, so both very respectable records. Check it into the board right here. And both wrestlers are out on the mat. Ben does not like losing, so he's going to come out here with a little vengeance, I'm sure. And
both have black uniforms on.
Yeah. Ben's got white shoes.
And a white headgear, too.
Zutler's got some dark shoes. Zutler steps in on a headlock, trying to bring Ben around, cranking on it. Ben takes him over the top. Zutler's going to get a two-point takedown out of that, but no near fall points. Kind of stepped over the top of Ben and hooked the legs in. Ben coming out the back door here. Now he reverses Zutler. Oh, he just about caught him on his back there. So 2-2 in a short period of time. Well, like we said, that first minute, or first period, is only a minute, so you don't get a lot of time to, but they both went out. It went after it right away. So there's been some good action in a minute. Most guys don't get anything done that first period. Ben did a good job by scrambling out of that, because Zutler had a pretty good headlock on him, was rolling him over, and then Ben just
poured the coals to it and rolled him over, but Zutler came out on top, got the takedown, then got a reversal. So that's the end of the first period. It's going to be Zutler's choice. I think he's got a little blood, so little blood time right away. Ben gets to go over and talk to the coaching staff. Coach Ryan Swenson and Luke Boffin out there talking to him, giving him a little encouragement. Ben hopping around, just trying to stay loose. It's actually fairly cool in here, I think.
It is,
I mean,
yeah.
For
we got
Cameron coming up.
Cameron in the wings, too.
Okay. A lot of blood time down here because, I mean, these guys are just getting beat up. It's a long season, and it's a rough sport, no doubt about it, but that's the fun of it. They're over, I don't know what they're looking at. Is they're on injury timeout or if it's blood timeout here. I think they got him cleaned up now, and he's stepping back out on the mat. For a little while, they were kind of looking at him like, if he was a little ding or something, but. So,
ready to go.
Start of the second period, it was Zutler's choice. He's going to defer. And Ben's going to choose down. Ooh, Zutler kind of jumped the whistle there a little bit, but.
Ben tries to stand up first. Zutler brings him down. Always got him down to the mat, but Ben kind of throws his hips, trying to throw his hips over, and Zutler going into
Zutler's a little longer than Ben. Ben's up on his feet, trying to rip hands apart and separate, but Zutler lifts him up and brings him down to the mat, right out on the edge of the mat. Ben's trying to get out, so get a fresh start. Finally, Zutler catches up to him, and they go out of bounds. 1:22 to go here.
2-2.
Where did he score his 2 points? Oh, the first takedown. Yep, 2-2.
Yep.
Oh, Zutler tries a tilt on Ben. Ben's hanging over the top of him and trying to block it. He's keeping his legs as heavy as he can. He's trying to reach back, get a reverse half. Zutler is getting some points on this. Ben comes around and gets a reversal. I think it's going to be 4-4. I think he just got a 2-point reversal or a near fall.
Yep.
And then Ben ended up getting the reversal on that. So 4-4. Zutler's coming around on Ben. He's got him reversed again. Now Ben's trying to come around the other way. Zutler jumps over the top and has got Ben on his back. Ooh, this is tight. 33 seconds to go. Ben fights it and gets through back to his belly. So right now, Zutler is lit 4.
Wow.
So he got a 2-point reversal and a 3-point near fall there. All in a matter of just a few seconds. This is the second period, though, so we got a lot of time, or some time. Ben can score points very quick. Now Zutler takes him over, and the official is going to give him another 2 near fall points on that. And now Zutler's bleeding again. The score right now, 11-4 in favor of Parker Zutler over Ben Gunlickson. And out on what time here? Waiting for Cameron Sather to come up.
I don't see his name.
He is going to be, he's on deck on mat number one, so right down in front of us.
Okay.
Keep an eye on that. There's,
they're in the second period in the match before.
Okay. Oh, just starting the third.
Just starting the third.
All right, they got Zutler, cleaned up again and back out on the mat. Both guys on their feet. Ben's going to choose neutral here. Or Zutler chose neutral. He's the one that deferred second period, I guess. tries a little duck under down there. Ben blocks that off, drops him down to the mat, trying to go around the corner. Butler is long. He can reach out with them long arms and stop it. The official calls a stalemate right away. They go back to the middle.
Butler shoots in for a single. Ben scrawls. He's got an underhook, that underhook, and tried to tip Butler with that, but Butler blocked that off. He has a hold of one of Ben's legs trying to come around that corner.
Ben tries a little hip toss there at kind of a wizard, and rolled Ben over, Parker Butler over, but Parker blocks that off. Now down to 1 minute to go here, third period. Butler coming out the side. Ben hanging on for dear life, just trying to get a stalemate. And that's what the official calls right there. I like them kind of calls in a match like this. You don't want to sit there and waste time underneath.
Right.
I suppose it depends on which side of the score you're on, too, but Butler shoots in down underneath Ben. Ben's trying to drape around his head with his knees, keeping Butler flat, but now Butler's coming around, and he's got Ben on his back again. Ben tried to kind of roll through that and try to catch Butler, but Butler is a pretty tough opponent here, and he's got Ben on his back. With 22 seconds to go, Ben gets back to his belly, but he's going to get a takedown and another 3 points near fall, I believe. So 13-4 with just a few seconds to go here, 5 seconds to go. Ben gets up out of that, tries to come around, tries to put Zuttler in a cradle, but it doesn't happen. So final score. Butler is going to win this one 16-4.
At the same time, Cameron Sather will be coming out on mat one. He'll be facing Cyrus Jones, a senior, 37-9 from Minneapolis Edison, my old high school. How about that? Still would like Cameron to win.
Yeah.
Be true to your school, yeah? Yeah, but
not right now.
Not right now.
They have not stepped on the mat yet.
Cameron has, but
still waiting for
Jones, Cyrus Jones.
Well, I don't know if they... If there is a time limit, I'm sure there is, but I don't know what it is. Most wrestlers are ready to go, staged up.
Here he comes.
Here he comes. Yep. He's going to have the red ankle strap on. Cameron's green. Both in the middle of that. Shake hands. We're ready to go. Cyrus Jones is a senior with 27-9 record, so pretty respectable there.
Edison was in the state tournament about 15 years ago as a team. Not much sense. There, Cameron shot in for single. Cyrus went around.
Ooh,
behind.
Nice standing switch there by Cameron.
He's got the takedown. He picks him up and brings him back down to the mat.
As soon as Cameron got that takedown, Cyrus Jones hit a stand-up quick, and Cameron just followed him up, lifted him up in the air, and brought him back down the mat. Down to 13 seconds. Man, that 1 minute goes fast.
Yeah.
Cameron leading 2-0. Cyrus tries to get back on his feet. Cameron's got to try and bring him to the mat, and he does. They get a little tangled up, but time's going to run out. No points awarded, so Cameron will take a 2-0 lead. Second period. It's going to be his choice. He's going to defer.
Cyrus chooses down.
Yeah. Hammer gets on the left side. Right off the whistle, Cyrus hits up or stands up, and Cameron lifts him up again and brings him down to the mat. He does have a wrist trapped on the right side. Now he's trying to weave in an armbar on the left side. Jones is trying to stand up. Cameron kind of lost that grip and lets him go right out on the edge of the mat. 2-1. Cyrus tries an arm drag on Cameron. Cameron just rips it out of there.
We know that Cameron is quick, but Cyrus is pretty quick as well,
right? Cameron tries a little duck under, missed it, and then Cyrus jumps on top, gets a cross face on Cameron. They're right out on the edge of the mat, and Cameron does a little sit through. Beautiful little takedown, kind of took advantage. Oh, and he's rolling Cyrus over onto the hip. He's got the weave in on his leg. He's got a lot of time. He's got 55 seconds to work this. Oh, that was close. Cyrus just relaxed. I think it's been. There it is.
Yep.
He had that weave on the legs and was using that for leverage and just had one arm bar in on him, and it wasn't super tight, but it was tight enough to get the fall.
210 mark.
So he will be advancing on in the tournament.
Is that it?
I believe so.
Who's that there?
It's Eli and Ben.
Okay, well, that pretty much finishes this round. We'll take about a 5-minute break or so, and then we'll come back and we'll recap the whole day. So back to you for now, and then check in with us when we're ready to go again.
You're smiling.
Let Dr. Brandon Elstead and your friends at the Madison Dental Clinic make you feel good about your smile. There you'll find many of the newest technologies dentistry has to offer right here in Madison. At the Madison Dental Clinic, they see people from 2 to 102, and they'd love to see you. They'll help you find your best smile. Call 320-598-7433. That's 320-598-7433 for the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, Minnesota, where they remind you, only floss and brush the teeth you want to keep.
When you're smiling.
Jim's Market in Canby is a big store in a small town. They're known for their friendly staff and a beautifully kept store at a great location. You'll love the fresh quality cuts of meat in their meat department. Their deliciously fresh produce department offers an incredible selection of the freshest fruits and vegetables around. Enjoy their donuts, muffins, cupcakes, and cakes baked fresh in their bakery department every day. Jim's Market Deli is sure to please with a variety of meats, cheeses, homemade deli salads, sandwiches, and a great selection of lunch and dinner items available. That's Jim's Market. They're right on North Highway 75, Canby. Your up-to-date source for local weather is KLQP, Q92.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 31. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 64 tomorrow. Lows level off around 44 tomorrow night. Temps above average Sunday and Monday with highs from the upper 30s to the upper 50s. Chance of snow Monday. A peek at the extended shows 39 Tuesday, 41 Wednesday, and 45 on Thursday. Another look, a low of 31 tonight, a high of 64 tomorrow. Lows level off around 44 tomorrow night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley on Q92 Country. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. Cosmic crafts and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
When you're at Independent Oil Company in Canby, remember, they have a variety of snacks, beverages, bait, tackle, fuel, and propane tanks. And they serve lunch daily. Stop by for made-to-order Tico Tacos, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. They also have a variety of warm soups, sandwiches, appetizers, and pizza available throughout the day. Check out Independent Oil Company's Facebook page for daily lunch specials.
Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac La Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County. Olson Sanitation offers complete garbage and recycling service, including residential, commercial, rural, and roll-off service. You can call their toll-free 1-800-420-1914. That's 1-800-420-1914. Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac La Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County.
Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated in Mineota is here to help. Pete's Electric Motor has now brought in the starter and alternators for ag and construction equipment. Pete's Electric repairs electric motors and has new and used electric motors on hand. Pulleys and belts, all your air needs, dryers, hoses, fittings, and cast air compressors. Pete's also has new and used pallet racking. Pete's Electric Motor, with over 25 years of experience, just a mile and a half north of Mineota on County Road 3. Give Brandon a call at 507-872-5188. Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated, Mineota.
Big Stone Therapies is dedicated in providing excellence in rehabilitation services by optimizing health and function for families, businesses within their communities through caring hands and hands-on healing. Our clinics in Madison and Appleton are proud of the United Wrestlers that they are participating at the state tournament and are humbled to have been able to work with several of them through our athletic training services and sports rehab programs. Big Stone Therapies doesn't just treat athletes. We also specialize in treatments of concussion, chronic pain, pelvic health, cognition, memory, pediatrics, lymphedema, myofascial release, speech, and many other conditions. If you want to know more about these treatments, call our clinics at Madison 698-7162 or Appleton 289-8503.
Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs. Competitive prices, free estimates, materials on hand. They feature high-quality, low-cost buildings, agricultural buildings, commercial buildings, and residential buildings. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, 115 West 1st Street, Mineota. Give them a call at 507-872-6147. That's area code 507-872-6147, Mineota Building Materials, Mineota.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates. Or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
Save money, win money. Wincentive Savings is a prize-linked savings account at Co-op Credit Union. Wincentive Savings offers drawing entries in return for each time you increase your balance by $25. Drawings occur monthly, quarterly, and annually, so the more you save, you have to win. Stop by any one of our locations in Wilmer, Benson, Montevideo, and Canby. Visit Co-op Credit Union for complete terms, conditions, and official rules. Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home, federally insured by NCUA.
Team, what does that mean to you? Is it sports? Is it academics? At UFP Mineota, it means helping build a community that we are proud of. We are proud of our kids, proud of our local businesses, proud of the parents who work hard every day to support and grow the future of our community. UFP is more than just a company that provides great jobs with great pay. They are a family team that supports the people that supports them. UFP Mineota is proud to help bring you coverage of your Mineota Vikings. Good luck to the Mineota Vikings from the team here at UFP.
Do you want protection and peace of mind for your farm operation this upcoming year? Then call Zach at Fernald's Crop Insurance, where they deliver premier service, have the ability to use your precision technology for reporting, and can provide insurance options exclusive to them. With that, they can provide you with a plan that makes crop insurance easier and more accurate than ever before. For more information, please give Zach Flickinger a call at 320-226-4210 or visit their website at fernaldscrop.com. Fernald's Crop is an equal opportunity provider.
All right, Paul Ramel here in the studio. We'll be getting back to Dick Newman and Danny Lee from the XL Energy Center here in St. Paul in a little bit. They're just taking some time to wrap things up. A full day of wrestling at the XL Energy Center today. And after the 8 o'clock hour, we'll give it back to them for a few minutes for a wrap-up. So stay tuned for more wrestling from the XL Energy Center.
This is Ron Stolsky, head football coach at Brainerd High School and a 1957 graduate of Minneapolis Henry High School. You're listening to the Minnesota State High School League State Tournament. We are the league.
Time to head back on down to the XL Energy Center and get a complete wrap-up of today's state wrestling with Dick Newman and Danny Lee. Take it away, guys.
All righty. Thank you very much. We'll start off with Mineota.
Yeah, this is a wrap-up of how the day kind of went. Or the, for Mineota at the 127-pound weight class, Adam Devlamek ends up going 1-2, and so he will be out of the tournament for now, or for this year, but he is just a sophomore, so he'll be back. And that at 107 pounds for Mineota, one of their other state competitors, Caden Wisniewski, still in the tournament. He right now is 2-1, and he will face Danny Zalazar from Pelican Rapids, a sophomore that is 34-10.
Yeah. If he wins that, he will place.
Yeah. Right.
That drop, the first round will be tomorrow, this in the morning, and then if they win, they'll have one more match to go for the right to go for third and the right to go for fifth. Okay. Camby brought in five wrestlers. First off, at 121 is Eli Greenman. He's a junior, and he won his first. He won his first match 5-2. Won his second match 15-10. And now we'll wrestle in the in the semifinals.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Also, at 145 pounds is Sam Dreets. He won his first match 5-2, lost the second match 2-1, and won the next match 7-0, so he's still in the tournament, and he'll wrestle tomorrow morning at 189 pounds is Nick Wagner, and he is 2-0. He won his first match and 8-1, and won the second match 6-5, and he is in the semifinals against Kale Schmidt from Chatfield, a senior. Also, Gavin Noyes won his first match, got pinned by in the second match, and won his third match by fall, and will be in the wrestlebacks against Brandon Mugg from Royalton, Oshawa.
So now we'll go through the United at 107 pounds. Eli Olson started out with a bang, won his first match 9-2, got caught in the second match against Logan Ref Snyder, and got pinned at the 3:05 mark, and then ran into a tough Jackson Stensrud, got pinned in the third period, and so he is eliminated from the tournament.
At 127, Ben Gunlickson won that match we've been talking about. Scored 5 points in the end of the match to send it into overtime, and won that first match. Then he lost his second match, and he lost his third match
So he is out of the tournament. He went to 1 and 2. So he's out of the tournament.
And then the other wrestler for United that is out of the tournament, Zach DeBeer, got pinned, got taken down, tripped down. They hit the mat hard. I think he's out of bounds, and the official went around and slapped the mat. Got pinned at the 145 mark. And then his Alex Bedstead ended up getting beat in the second round, so Zach was eliminated from the tournament.
Cameron Smather at 145 pounds won his first match 8-2, lost his second match to Justin Jobes from Grand Rapids 7-2, and was pinned in his third match, so he went 1-2 and is out of the tournament.
And one of the two kids that we still have that are going for the championship, Dan Gunnlaugsson, won his first match 10-0, and won his second match. It was a tight one, close match, 5-3, excuse me. And he will wrestle Jack Nelson from Mound West Tonka.
And finally, at 285, Brady Rohde won his first match of Czech Fall over Jaden Danielson from Grand Rapids area, and then won by fall over Sam Winkles from Austin at the 258 mark, and he is in the semifinals along with Dan Gullickson. So that's basically it for the first day of individuals. We start again at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and we'll be covering hopefully a couple championship matches.
Yep, so we got a couple kids that are still in it, and other people still trying to get on the podium. So there's still some big matches to come.
Today we brought two from Minneapolis, five from Canby, and six from Team United. The first round was amazing. One person was ousted in the first round. That was Sam Dreets from Team United. Zach DeBeer from Team United losing, and then the guy from Plainview that beat him. Second round wasn't real good, and the third round was a little better.
Yep.
So for Q90 Sports, this has been Danny Lee and Dick Newman signing off until tomorrow morning. Good night, everyone.
State wrestling coverage on Q92 brought to you by Sewerable Designs, Larson Brothers Concrete, MVTV Wireless, United Prairie Bank, Food Supplies, Jenny O Turkey Store, Doug Service and Marine, State Bank of Taunton, Boris Crop Insurance, Prairie Sun Bank, CCM Health, Madison Dental Clinic, Jim's Market in Canby, Western Crop Protection, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Black Apparel Co-op Oil Company. State wrestling brought to you by Lee Motor Company, Appleton Area Health, Madison Bottling, Independent Oil Company, Olson Dray Service, Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated, Big Stone Therapy, Minneota Building Center. Other state wrestling sponsors, Greater Community Credit Union, Hillcrest Fertilizer, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Lock Parle Corn and Soybean Growers, Fertiles Crop Insurance, Co-op Credit Union of Montevideo, and our premier sponsor, UFP Minneota.
It's 13 minutes after 8 o'clock. Great music for Montevideo, Benson, and Morris on Q92 KLQP-FM.
I could be holding you tonight. I could quit doing wrong and start doing right. You don't.